certainly will prohibit smaller towns and villages getting money. If you look back over the last two or three years, there's been a number of small groups within town and villages that have got, you know, up to 100,000, some of them 120,000, which was part funded then by Donegal County Council by 25%. That money is vital to those small, you know, rural towns that are trying to, you know, regenerate what they're at. And those towns, let it be putting up new public lighting or footpath provisions or whatever it may be within those towns. If that now is amalgamated to the Rural Regeneration Programme, and you can see yourself over the last couple of years how the Rural Regeneration Programme, you know, hasn't really butt into this county. We haven't really got out of it what we would like to get out of it. Again, it's down to bigger projects, you know, £1 million, £2 million projects. And if that starts to come in, we will lose, you know, the small towns, the small community groups trying to get something done within their community, and it'll be only tied in then to the bigger areas that have the infrastructure, that have the people in place to do these types of applications. And I think that's going to be very detrimental for the rural towns.
Now, we do know that this proposal is obviously only at a proposal stage, but you would have concern that this could move forward, it could actually happen. From your perspective, would you say, you know, obviously you're opposed to it, but all local representatives really in the county and elsewhere would really need to, who are opposed to it, would need to stand united on this?
Absolutely. It's something that I certainly will be taking up early new year with the rest of my colleagues in the council, because it'll be the same for everyone all over the county, especially a county like ours where we are very rural, where we need that type of money put onto the small towns and villages and the small rural areas around the county. It'll be, as I say, detrimental for a lot of areas if this does happen, because it has been vital for a lot of community groups. But I'm sure all the public reps within the county would not like to see that happen, because as I say, the rural regeneration is a much bigger scheme and a much bigger perspective run through a department through the county council. But it is a bigger scheme that won't suit a lot of the smaller groups, a lot of the smaller things that we want done within town and villages. I think that will be very, very detrimental, as I say, to the whole of this county especially.